Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the things that's being discussed in Washington in recent weeks is that of infrastructure. And at its simplest definition, infrastructure is all of the base work that keeps society functioning. Things like roads and bridges and electric lines and gas lines and airports and all of those things, including in today's world, internet access, that help society function, help keep things working. Well, for us and our understanding of the kingdom of God, what we do to help bring about that kingdom is we do our part to work on the infrastructure, the ways in which God's presence in the world can be known and God's mercy and love can be proclaimed. With that understanding, I want to share with you something that I learned several years back that's helped me. Now, I have been blessed in each of the parishes where I have been assigned that it doesn't take very long for I truly love the people I am ministering with. And every time I've left in tears, hoping nobody sees me. But, like anything we do in life, there are times where there is an occasional individual that we just can't seem to get along with. Someone that becomes a struggle for us. And recognizing that, I also recognize, as perhaps you do as well, that those people we have the hardest time with seem to be the ones that every time we turn around, they're there. We can't get away from them. And I had one individual in another parish that was like that. Just made me crazy. Even made me a bit paranoid. And I was really struggling with how to deal with this person, how to relate to them, and how to get past it. And I talked to a friend of mine who also happens to be a psychologist. And I said, how am I going to ever be able to get along and have a working relationship, if nothing else, with this person? And she said to me, well, fake it till you make it. And I said, pardon my saying this to someone who's a psychologist, but are you crazy? And she said, no, fake it till you make it. If you start to convince your mind and heart that you get along, you might just be surprised that eventually you will. So I worked at it. and it was far from easy. And I would fall off the wagon once in a while and then get back on. And as time went on, and when I say time, close to a year in reality, all of a sudden I noticed a difference. Not necessarily in the way this person reacted to me, although I think it helped a little bit, but it changed the way I reacted to her. And I no longer had that tension that would keep me up at night, or that frustration that would cause me to sometimes even lash out at people that didn't deserve it. I made it, and I wasn't faking it anymore. Well, our role to play in the kingdom of God, a role that we all have through our baptism to help get us just a little bit closer to its fullness, kind of works the same way. Not necessarily that we're dealing with people we don't get along with, but that rather than looking at anyone with animosity, we instead begin to look at them as we hope in perfection of the kingdom we'll get to. Sometimes that requires us to have a smile on our face. Sometimes it requires us to have a kind word or offer a pat on the back. Sometimes it means we open up our wallets and are generous. And all the time, it requires us to pray for one another. And when we do that, we begin to move past that forcedness, like faking it to making it, into it becoming part of who we are, transforming us more into the image of Christ, which is what we're all called upon to be.